Welcome back to another episode of TTV, the place where we find the tea on TV. On today's agenda, we'll be talking about the events that happened on the newest episode of Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist, Season 2, Episode 3 to be exact. If you haven't watched this episode just yet, listen at your own expense because there's about to be spoilers. Zoe and Max have put a pause on their relationship. Though unexpected, I without a doubt agree with this decision that Zoe and Max made. But when Max sang Say Something, oh, that was so sad. He did a good job within the scene. I definitely want them back together. It's just too soon. She needs time. And yes, it's not fair to Max, but at the end of the day, in the last episode, she did say she needed a distraction. Either way, she should take as much time as she needs because it's hard to be romantically involved with someone when your father just died. So I do approve of Simon and Zoe talking as friends, being that it's 100% platonic for now. I really like that she has Simon because that's super therapeutic for her. Either way, I think Simon composed himself really well throughout the episode, which was very nice to see. Though I don't see her getting together with Simon, not anytime soon anyway. I do think we're going to be seeing a lot more of him because he's like someone she can talk to. He is her emotional support, which I think scores him some points in the long run. Maybe this is just me, but I would love to see Zoe explore things with Simon and then find her way back to Max. But in the meantime, the girl needs to grieve and getting the help that she needs. I don't know about other viewers, but for me, Max didn't seem as empathetic as he usually would be with what Zoe's going through, especially given how close friends they are. And I find Max's reaction to her going to Simon for help a bit sus. I mean, Max and Zoe seems like they've been friends for their whole lives. I mean, the family seems to know him very well, so like he should know how close Zoe and her dad was and how difficult his illness was for her. And now she lost him. And only Simon can really relate to that because his dad too also died. So it would make sense for her to go to Simon and ask like, how did you get through this? Did you have these dreams? How long did they last? How do I stop having them? It's not like they're having relationship type talks. So he shouldn't have reacted the way he did. He should have been more understanding. I feel like Max is kind of digging into his ego and a bit of jealousy. And I think he needs to just put that aside just long enough to see that she is really hurting. She is not done grieving her father just yet. As much as you guys want to be together, the timing is just a bit off. With all that being said, we'll be back right after the break. Oh, and I didn't like how the Silver Fox construction guy was getting a bit chummy with Maggie. Like, did anyone peep that? I saw you flirting. But I do applaud the writers for not making him act her out because it's too soon for that too. Maybe a bit later within the season to get her another love interest would be good. Like, it would show that she's moving on, like in 2 episodes maybe, because she just lost love of her life. Just give it a few episodes before you start having her being with someone else. Then there was the office scene where Zoe went off her charts and was yelling at everybody. Then again, she was sleep deprived, but that's a different story. But did anyone else not miss Jonah? I mean, like, don't get me wrong, Zoe was giving me boss vibes 100%, but did anyone not miss Jonah? I feel like Zoe wouldn't have as much stress if Jonah was there. But I feel like that was a total what would Jonah do. Like always, add me on Instagram to let me know your thoughts and feelings about what was said today. Whether you agree or disagree, let me know on Instagram at lovemeso103. Well, that concludes today's segment. I am your host, Yolandi Lewis, on TTV, the place where we find the tea on TV. See you next episode.